Our first item of old business is subdivision 2005-24 Cascade Properties LLC, Captain's Way, as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve subdivision 2005-24 for Cascade Properties LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. Project meets the purpose of the subdivision code by protecting health, safety, convenience, orderly growth, and welfare of the county residents. The project is adjacent to a developing area established by the Sussex County Land Use Plan update that connects to the town of Ellendale. The project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or communities. The adjacent Nature Conservancy has not objected to the project, and substantial buffers are provided along the conservancy boundary and other adjacent properties. The lots will be served by central sewer and water. The developer is also seeking to incorporate the project into a regional wastewater treatment system, including other projects and possibly the town of Ellendale. This would also lessen this project's impact on the environment and would provide an economic benefit to the other residents of the area. The project promotes the housing element of the county's comprehensive plan. One of the plan's goals is to provide housing for all Sussex County residents, and that there is a need for moderate income family housing. The project, as described by the applicant, will address this need in Sussex County. The project is situated along Route 16, which is recognized by DLDOT as a major collector road. It also adjoins an existing mobile home park and a gas station, which are compatible uses. This project is not an example of scattered development. The comprehensive plan directs developments to areas planned for efficient extension of public services. This project promotes the goals of the plan because it is adjacent to a development district. Is along Delaware Route 16 in close proximity to the town of Ellendale, may be incorporated into a regional water treatment system, and promotes moderate income housing. I am satisfied that the items listed in section 99-99C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. For example, the subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and landscaping through the use of open space next to other properties and with a reduction in the number of lots and activities requiring tree removal. Also, 60-foot buffers have been provided from all wetlands. The wastewater treatment facility was also relocated to the center of the property to reduce impact on adjacent properties. There would be no impact to any existing vegetation next to the lands of the Nature Conservancy, and the reforestation will occur, creating a better buffer to the Conservancy's land than what currently exists. And the existing old burrow pit would be redeveloped into an amenity and a stormwater management pond. 117 acres of the site will be used as open space in a variety of ways. The applicant has stated that the statewide comprehensive outdoor resource plan says that the primary recreational needs in Sussex County are jogging, bike paths, fishing areas with other needs like picnic areas, canoe, kayak access, hiking trails, swimming pools, playgrounds, and tennis courts. The project has provided all of the primary needs recognized by the state plan and six other states' needs. Tree, vegetation, and soil removal will be minimized. The site plan was revised to minimize tree removal, and any removal that is required will not result in fragmentation of existing forested blocks, particularly along the wetlands and stream areas of the property. And any trees that are removed would be offset by a corresponding reforestation on the site and under the management of the Nature Conservancy on the adjacent Ponders Tract. Any objectional features would be screened from neighborhood properties and roadways through large buffers. Pollution of surface and groundwater and erosion and sedimentation will be minimized by the conservation design, existing forest land, and reforestation efforts, and the efforts to connect to a central regional wastewater system. Also, the developer has proposed an innovative stormwater management system that incorporates the redevelopment of an existing on-site borrow pit, and best management practices will be used in the operation of all stormwater management facilities. And the developer has recognized that the county is moving forward with a groundwater recharge ordinance, and the revised site plan incorporates recharge throughout the development through rain gardens, bioretention, biofiltration along all roadways, and buffers along all natural resources. The project provides for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement through the internal streets with entrances onto County Road 231 and Delaware Route 16 in close proximity to the town of Ellendale. In addition, there are more than 10 miles of walking, jogging, biking trails throughout the development with a 10-foot-wide multi-mogul path along public roads adjacent to the project. The project does not adversely affect the conservation of farmland, and there are substantial buffers adjacent to any existing agricultural properties. The project will not adversely affect any roadways and public transportation. The final traffic impact study has been approved by DLDOT, and a DART transit stop will be incorporated into the project with service connections throughout the state. The development is designed in accordance with the cluster ordinance. The proposed cluster design is superior to standard subdivision, with at least 47% of the site remaining as open space. It is also superior to a standard subdivision for the following reasons. A traditional subdivision with a 3/4-acre lot could result in less open space and more disturbance of natural features, with less reforestation and buffering. With smaller lots allowed through clustering, the cost of individual lot home packages can be marketed to a moderate income family as directed by the comprehensive plan. The number of lots in the proposed development allows significant active amenities with maintenance costs spread evenly and affordable across all of the lots, in keeping with the goal of providing housing for moderate income families. The design incorporates buffers from wetlands, neighboring properties, and other natural features in excess of the minimum requirements of the subdivision ordinance. This provides better protection for the existing ecological and wildlife. The design incorporates contiguous forested area and avoids fragmentation of the existing tree area. It also enables the developer to provide fairly extensive reforestation. This approval is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of lots shall not exceed 494. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. A multi-mogul path will be included on at least one side of all streets. Street lighting shall be included throughout the subdivision. The location of all street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. All entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. All amenities, including trails, athletic fields, pools, community centers, shall be open and available to use by residents within 2 years of the issuance of the residential building permit, of the first residential building permit. The project shall be served by a publicly regulated central sewer system as defined by the county ordinance, and shall be incorporated into the regional wastewater treatment system if at all possible. The operation of the sewer system shall be subject to the Delaware Public Service Commission and all applicable state and county regulations. The project shall be served by central water. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements, and shall be operated using best management practice to provide groundwater recharge. No wetlands shall be included within any lot. Wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except where authorized by federal or state permit. All reforested areas shall be shown on a landscape plan submitted as part of the final plan review process. In addition, the applicant has stated that a conservation easement area shall be located along all rear setbacks of the lots within the subdivision. This shall specifically be referenced on the final site plan. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Address Department. Because the project will be for moderate income family, additional tot lots shall be included within the site. The location of these tot lots shall be spread throughout the project and shown on the final site plan. As stated by the applicant, no commercial usage shall be included with the project. An area to be used as a school bus shelter with parking for four cars shall be set aside near the entrances to the project in the event they are needed for the protection and safety of children living in the subdivision. A fence shall be installed on the east of the property as stated by the applicant and shown on the final site plan. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Whew, that's my motion.
I second that motion.
I think that must be some kind of record.
Well then, it's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-24 Cascade Properties LLC Captain's Way as a preliminary for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item